messed up. But if we waste it ahead of time, they're going to not want to talk to us anymore because we don't get it done. So if we can get this done, that would be a big deal. So.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, if you say, okay, here's what we think we can do. You get someone on board that we couldn't do it. Yeah, don't bother me again.
Next week, I'm meeting with the guys from my end that are going to get our end of it done. So that's our little piece of it is moving directly forward. I still have GRE plans that are sealed to build it.
Yeah, I want to meet with you next week also to make sure that we're on the same page.
They're here for 3 days, so I'm not sure next week is as easy as
whatever works for your schedule.
Yeah, but we'll get that. And I'll roll out that whole set of plans because it shows a traditional intersection and it has to be a roundabout.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some things that are going to have to happen. So anyway, but the rest of it, the five lanes and all that jazz, that's all. So good stuff. And I was hoping, because we have a $600,000 project with MoDOT to realign those lanes at the intersection of Industrial Park Drive and the interchange, that facilitates this. If MoDOT had ever come back to work. We have College of the Ozarks money already committed. We've got our money committed. Just have to have them show up for work. Where is this project at? Oh, it's still there. We're just can't get at it right now because we're at a home. Okay. We can't figure out why we're not getting any money. I was going to share a little bit with you guys. That's because you don't come to work. People don't pay you. Anyway, there you go.
I've got a bridge down here. I've been trying to get them to inspect and. About a month ago, they said, well, our crews are not allowed to stay in motels.
So tell them to drive back and forth. Get up early and stay late. I mean, what the shit? Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Makes it a little tough, doesn't it? Okay. Any other old business? Not, we'll move on to Devin with some Taney County updates.
We ended up doing 74 miles this year of chip and seal. Everything clicked like it should, and we got through it. We've got it pretty well down to a science now on how good it turns out. I'd be as happy with it as I would a hot mat road. And currently, we're doing prep work for 2021, around 70 to 75 miles for it. We're still working on the list to get ready. As far as like the expressway, yeah, I'm continuing to try to get a plan to move forward and keep it moving so it doesn't get put down in the cellar. So far, I think it's working out. Money's a little tight. We're down about 750,000 this year, thanks to COVID.
Mike Ustry's communication, did you get that accident brief?
Yeah.
So that just a little bit ago, he sent that.
December 2nd?
December 1st. It'll be a debrief 10:45 a.m. Unfortunately for me, the water park people are here from all over the United States, so I'm not going to be able to be in on this, but I will be working on the expressway, trust me. So, but anyway, here. You'll see that in your email someplace, I'm sure.
And hopefully we get good feedback. We've gotten one that had good feedback and one that we're not sure they looked at. So we're hoping we get good feedback this time, but we'll find out.
Well, this is going to be kind of messy because of change of administration. So I'd like to be hopeful, but I think that's about all we're going to be, is just hopeful. That I don't know how people feel about the security of their jobs and all that and how much energy they're put into doing something for next year. So, at any rate, there's the stuff that I just got. Devin, you just have that copy, that's yours.
Okay, thank you. And I had met with Mike Usry and Jeremy and had contact back and forth with Billy on some of the roads, like at Clevenger Cove, Grand Clark, and Happy Hollow, about getting them up out of the floodplain. Because Clevenger Cove, you've got 300 and some homes impacted when it's got 5-6 foot of water in it. Grand Clark, you got over 800 beyond where it floods. They can go around, but that makes a 5-minute call for an emergency turn into about a 25-minute call. Happy Hollow, they have like an old wagon road that they just have verbal permission to use at any time. The person could say, nope, you know, so... And working with the Corps, meeting with Mike and them made a big difference. They're actually cooperating better now, the Corps is. Got to meet with them one other time to let them know that I found an area that we can take out around 35,000 cubic yards, because that's how much we're going to be putting in all three projects, so to keep everything equal. And then once I get through that, then we can proceed and do like we did at Dale Avenue.
And then Dale Avenue one's a game changer. It's just the geometrics of the road is so much improved, let alone protecting it out of the flood pool. But
that's pretty well all I got. Oh, yeah, the Round Mountain is out for bid right now. December 7th, I think, is the bid opening.
We moved the bid date back a week because MoDOT had some lettings that they somehow bid some stuff, but they had some lettings on their own stuff show up for about the same day, so we moved ours back a little bit. So we tend to get a lot better prices on road projects when we don't bid on the same day as MoDOT. The rest of the time work on the MoDOT stuff, which is bigger. But we've got a handful of plane holders, and we've reached out to a number of other contractors on that, and so we're excited to hopefully get some good bids on that.
Are all those East County bridges, was it Kentucky Creek? What were the ones over in there? There was two or three of them that you were working on.
Cheese Plant Road and Dalton Road. Dalton Road, we opened the bid and awarded it. The rebar, instead of December getting it, I'm going to have to wait till January due to production. But yeah, I've got everything lined up to do it. There was one other one.
Cheese Plant, we're getting ready to get it finished up. Yeah. And Thunder Road.
Thunder Road, we've got a grant for it. It's going to start up. Hopefully, we can start back in on it mid-December. We're waiting on the contract to get approved, which is hopefully going to be around December 7th.
So MoDOT had their flat federal land, their flat grant program and access program. Mm-hmm. The flat grant program, and Devin worked with us and we filled out an application for a grant for that, and we're awarded that. So that'll help pick up a lot of the county some money on that.
It's about
a little bit more paperwork now, so we're getting a contract from MoDOT to the county right now, and the county's going to review it, make sure it looks good, and we'll get rolling with it.
It's around a $450,000 project we're going to get for just under 200, to reroute a road and get it to where it's not going to be underwater, you know, and make the alignment better and safer coming off of Big Creek down in Pro Tent.
It's a big hill. Right. Devin, we'll be MoDOT updates. Don't have anything.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
One, they're going to be working on the Highway 65 bridge over Lake Tanacoma between Branson and Hollister on both bridges. They're going to redo the drainage. So it's not going to have high traffic impacts, but there will be some. We've entered in the intergovernmental agreement. They've got to close the roads below. I think Branson has too. So it's not going to be a long project. It'll probably be a month. But right now the drainage is running down the sides of the beams of the bridge, and they're going to tube it out and tube it around so that the corrosion and stuff doesn't get down on the steel and gets contained. So that's going to be coming up this spring, I think. And then I did give you guys handouts, and the only thing about those handouts, it's this thing right here. That's a bit about, Jason, I don't know. There's some here. They're sitting there, you know, Travis. That's just a little bit of math about this year's budget for MoDOT, and it just tells about how the motor fuel taxes started off fine, and in the fourth quarter, which is actually then turns out to be when COVID hit, how much they've lost and how much they're down and all of that. So it talks about all that and gives you a little better appreciation for actually vehicle license fees and vehicle sales taxes up. So, but this gives you the details of that. So if you're wondering about MoDOT funding, this tells you a little bit about MoDOT funding. And I see some things on the horizon that isn't necessarily going to be in our wheelhouse to handle, but are going to have to be addressed, and that is the apparent new administration is saying that, first of all, they're dropping all of their opposition to California's ability to phase out fossil fuel cars. And I see that as a handwriting on the wall that they're going to start in the direction of phasing out fossil fuel cars. Almost any meaningful motor fuel tax share that we're funded with comes from fossil fuel. So, I mean, there's a one-time offset for electric cars when you buy them. Who the heck knows where that goes? I've never got any of it to the city. I don't know where it goes, but it doesn't help us. So they're still using the roads. They're still wear and tear. So all I'm saying is we're going to have to start with a legislative fix on this to figure out how we're going to fund transportation in the future. The other thing, at the last regional transportation board, some of the cities brought up that they've been made aware that cities can vote in a 1 cent sales tax on gas. Who knew? It's been there a long time. A couple cities have it. The problem with that is nobody knows how much gas is sold. You pay your taxes at the pipeline. When your fuel tanker fills up, it pays the taxes for that load. And Hollister gets an apportioned amount per population, 4,500 people. Now, we pump 10 times that much gas, but it doesn't matter. We still get 4,500 people, just like Aurora, just like Ava. And so you wind up. So nobody knows. It's not. They're not taxing by the gallon, even though that's how they recover their money. Nobody knows how many gallons. So the suggestion was you just go around to all the gas stations all the time and ask how they're doing, and then you figure out how much they taxes they got to pay. That's a little informal, and I don't think that's a really good idea. But that was kind of interesting. But I think in the future we're going to have to figure out how to tax by the gallon at the point so that taxes are collected just like sales taxes are at point of purchase. And that's something that
it's pretty quickly going to have to figure out how to fund it without a fuel tax, because like you said, I mean, is